of commuting down to Seamless Bespoke to finish up some thesis work and defend. But yeah, I guess, you know, engineering school in general was hard. Like it was, it's very hard, especially at the beginning. And that's the thing that, you know, I don't know if like a lot of people would agree, but I feel like oftentimes there's sort of a feeling of more or less like weeding out the serious people. And starting out at engineering school is hard. And, you know, I failed a class my first year and was on academic probation because of that. And, you know, and it's funny because like at Cal Poly, at least they have a thing where if you retake it and you get an A or a B after you fail a class, well, that grade completely replaces the F.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And then you're thinking, oh, well, maybe this is like for a reason, you know, because it happens a lot. And so it was very discouraging at first. And certainly like I had a lot of friends switch majors and drop out. And I guess I can't talk to like the strategy for engineering schools in general. I think a lot of them can be very difficult at the beginning. It's a big adjustment, of course, coming from high school, going to studying engineering. But you know, it was my experience that like, as you move along in engineering school, like the more fun it is, it just gets to be more and more fun where you're starting to get into clubs like a rocketry club, robotics. And personally for me, I was able to get, we have a little wind tunnel there and I was able to get involved with that. And as you go along in engineering school, it just becomes more and more fun, right? And so it's the whole thing where you don't like realize that you're like learning because you're just excited about doing stuff. Mm-hmm. And incidentally, like, so I'm a mentor with NASA, and a lot of what I look for when I'm like looking through resumes for interns is that just like being excited, you know? And I think that's like a big part of like maybe what sets NASA apart, because, you know, we have this pool of super well-qualified people that want to come work at NASA. But more so than like academics, what really sets people apart, at least for me, is really just like being excited about the thing. Like, you know, having hobbies that maybe are, you know, like you do robotics for fun, you like to fly airplanes, you know, something like that. So I know that, you know, you're interested in this, you get excited about these things because these problems we're working on can be really challenging, and you have to like really love the thrill of like figuring the thing out, you know?
Yeah.